Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, fantastic. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Not really, actually. Bloody presidential elections in Bulgaria, but what can I say?
I hope they're better than in America.
Oh, no, they're way worse, believe me. You can think that anything can be better, but not in this case. All right,
okay.
So let's start the interview. Now, Floor, officially, how are you?
Still good, thank you.
Okay, we're still under the impressions of this great first ever Nightwish concert in Bulgaria. Well, where do you rate this in the whole tour? Pretty bad, average, very good, unforgettable.
I don't know why you want me to rate it like that, but I think it was very good.
Mm-hmm. Попитах я всъщност концертът в България, който със сигурност беше исторически, защото беше първият. Как би го поставила в общата категория много лош, средна работа, много добър, незабравим? Тя каза, всъщност не знам защо искате да го оценяваме по този начин, но така или иначе мисля, че беше доста добър.
The idea to have you with us today is not to talk about your personal life, of course. You have said enough about your condition, but we are here to talk about this forthcoming new video live release of Nightwish. As far as I can see on your website, these are two live shows. Did you record and film more than these just two in Tampere in Finland and the one in the Wembley Arena in London? Or it was strictly these two?
No, we have additional footage of a lot of places in the world, just to give a total image of how Nightwish is touring the world.
Mm-hmm. Всъщност не сме тук, за да говорим за нейния личен живот, заради нейната бременност. Тя каза достатъчно в официално изявление за това. По-скоро за излизащия чисто нов нейн... на групата концертен DVD продукт Vehicle of Spirit. Това са всъщност два концерта, снимани в Тампере, както и в Лондон Уембли Арина. Имахте ли и други неща, които снимахте, или всъщност само тези два концерта? Тя каза, има много снимки, за да покажат, и много кадри, с които показваме всъщност как изглежда Nightwish на живо.
With this tour being completed and obviously you taking a break for personal reasons, do you know?
No.
Say it again.
We're not taking a break for personal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking a break of the band.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that has nothing to do with personal reasons.
Uh-huh. It has to.
So my pregnancy was planned within this period.
Okay.
Difference, very important difference.
It is indeed. Попитах я, добре, очевидно сега, когато ще си взимате почивка, ваканция заради твоето състояние. Тя каза, не, момент, не е така. Групата си взима почивка и аз нагласих календара си и своята бременност във връзка с тази почивка.
Have you already talked to the other guys about how the next Nightwish live show would look like? Because I can see that Thomas and you and the other guys are always putting new challenges about how it looks like the whole stage concept and everything, or it's too early to say?
No, we have a lot of plans already for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't reveal anything about, but it's not like we take a break and then we see what happens after a band is Nightwish. Plans ahead many years.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът беше предвид тази почивка сега, която те си взимат, дали вече са имали възможност да говорят за това как ще изглежда следващото им шоу като сцена и като обща концепция, или наистина твърде рано да се каже за новите предизвикателства. Не, ние не сме от типа групи, които можем да си позволим да кажем като мине нашата почивка и тогава ще видим. Напротив, вече има много сериозни концепции за завръщането ни през 2018, но естествено аз нищо не мога да ви издам повече от това.
Well, tell us, what is the part of this live DVD Vehicle of Spirit which you are the most proud with?
The whole thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we didn't choose, you know, these highlights to Yeah, it's hard to say that I can have a preference over one show over the other or a song over the other. It's the total product that I'm super proud of. This DVD shows who Nightwish is on stage worldwide today, and of that whole thing, I'm very proud.
But knowing Tuomas a bit, knowing him for years now, but I need you to help me with understanding the whole process of putting a live thing together. Is he and you guys letting any freedom to the director of the whole thing, or you know what to expect and what to want out of him?
What do you mean? Direct what precisely?
Well, obviously, any video product has a video director. Someone who's
okay. So it's
thing
about
together.
The DVD. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we sat together thinking of what we wanted to do with the new DVD. So that's a group effort, and we decided to work with the same man who made our previous DVD. So with him, he's like the director of this DVD. So he comes with ideas. He knows more about DVD making than us musicians, who know more about how to do a good live show. So the combination of those two groups made this DVD a reality. So it was a lot of upfront brainstorming. So before the actual tour started, what do we want to show? Where do we want to film? And then from there you work into details when things happen. Of course, you can't say the day before you do a stadium show as Tampere, or before you play in London in a legendary place as Wembley Arena, like, hey, should we also include this in the DVD? So of course that takes a lot of planning ahead. Then all the footage is collected. Then the producer mainly goes through the rough material and presents us with a setup that we as a band go through, and then send our ideas back to the director, who then finishes a next setup, and we check that and we give our feedback on that, and so on and so forth until we have a final.
Mm-hmm. Струва ми се, че мога да преведа това за по-къс период. Ставаше дума за до каква степен режисьорът на целият този видеопродукт ги е карал да правят някакви неща, но пък познавайки Томас Холопайнен при това от години, знаем, че той не оставя нищо на случайността. Как се е стигнало и какъв е бил работният процес и как са избирали всъщност какво да ни покажат в това предстоящо ново видеоиздание? Флор каза, да, използвахме същия режисьор като който направи предишното ни DVD. Така или иначе, той ни изпрати целия сурово заснет материал и ние направихме своя избор, споделихме го с него, той после направи смесването, монтажа, върна ни го ни отново със своите идеи. И така.
Well, now please tell me, since I believe you're a bit younger than I am, so I believe that you're a part of this generation that consumed and met music at first through videos, not like in the 70s and 60s where music was coming at first place. Can you say that there is a video, not a song, but a video that had influenced you as a kid in a very, very unforgettable way?
Not at all. Your assumption's quite wrong on my end. I've never been into music videos, so I always thought that all those music channels wasted so much of my good time on shitty commercial and shitty music to wait for a good video to pop up. It's the same with listening to the radio. Before there's finally a song that I like, I play my own music, and I got to know that through friends. Of course, just like any teen, but I'm sorry, no memorable videos.
Aha, okay. Позволих си да я попитам, предвид факта, че говорим за видеопродукт на Nightwish. Тя, макар и малко по-млада от мен, горе-долу сме от едно и също поколение, силно повлияно от клиповете и от изобщо музикалните телевизии. Дали има видео, което да й оказало най-силно въздействие за винаги? Тя каза, много бъркате по отношение на мен. Аз никога не съм гледал музикални телевизии, защото те ни губеха ужасно много времето с много реклами, адски тъпи парчета, докато евентуално стигнеш до едно готино парче. така е и с радиостанциите. Аз, както повечето нормални хора, всъщност информацията за музиката и откривах нови групи чрез приятели.
Alright, so in the plans for the near future, are you already thinking of a next studio album as well?
Yeah, like I said, a band as Nightwish plans ahead many years, but I can't really tell much about our plans. I can only tell you that what we have in mind will be mind-boggling. I'm quite sure every fan will appreciate it.
Зададохме и задължителния въпрос. Мислят ли вече, имат ли планове за следващия студиен албум на Nightwish? О, да, разбира се. Предвид всичко, което ви казах за характера на нашата група, няма нищо случайно. Разбира се, не мога да ви издам нищо за този предстоящ албум и за нашите планове. Това, което мога да подчертая, е само, че то наистина ще докосне дълбоко и дори леко ще обърка слушателите, но при всички случаи ще допадне много на феновете на Nightwish.
Okay, thank you. It was a brief one. And finally, with your full respect to radio stations, can I ask you to do us a short station ID?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, hey, hang on. It's not like every radio station is terrible. It's just that commercial radio, I'm quite sure you will agree this with me, they play 13 in a dozen pop songs again and again and again and again until, and then you're finally so done with that, and they come with a whole new package of 13 in a dozen songs that they'll play the week after. It's a fantastic thing to have independent radio stations who play music for everybody, because they always say that they're, we play music that you want to hear, but usually they play the music that the record companies who paid want to hear. So it has nothing to do with music, while I'm sure you and many other who are more into the metal rock scene, true music lovers, will play music that people want to hear, and music for music lovers and not music for whomever can remember three notes at a time. So please forgive me for my statement earlier.
No,
I don't
cool.
mean to say everything.
It's fair enough, as you're totally right. The so-called commercial radios, as you mentioned, are one of the main reasons for us to be here and to do something that we believe it's real.
Well, as a music fan, not just a music maker, as a composer and singer, but also as a fan of music, that's much appreciated.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, this is Flora from Nightwish, and you are listening to Radio Tangra Mega Rock. Enjoy. Yeah.
Thank you very much, and good luck. I'm sure you will have it. So, cheers.
Thank you. Thank you, too, and thanks for your time and spreading the word in your beautiful country. I really hope we can come back a bit sooner, now that we've had such a good start.
For sure. All right.
Hey, yeah, thank you.
Say hello to Tuomas and to Marco especially.
All right, I will do that.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This song just makes you feel great. I mean, if you didn't already feel much better than earlier today,